Okay, let's unpack this. You've given us a fascinating look at building better customer support.
Yeah, through what we're calling a connected architecture.
Right. We're diving into your notes on how linking, the customer, the support agent, engineers, even the self-help stuff.
How it all creates a smoother experience,
Yeah.
hopefully.
Exactly. Our goal here is just to pull out the key insights so you can kind of see the big picture, the potential
And
benefits.
maybe spot where things could be improved, yeah.
So the core idea really is moving away from that frustration.
Oh, definitely. That feeling of being disconnected, having to repeat yourself over and over.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
No. So this architecture, it aims for a seamless journey from realizing you need help
That awareness stage.
to actually getting a solution.
Exactly. We think of it in maybe four key stages: awareness, then actually contacting support.
Making that first step.
Right. Then the interaction itself, the back and forth, and finally, resolution.
Getting it sorted.
And ideally, with a follow-up to make sure you're actually happy.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. Right at the center of all this, the support agent.
The central hub.
Yeah, like the conductor of the support orchestra, you could say. They're the first contact point, gathering all that crucial info about the issue,
And they're equipped, right? They have tools. A CRM system.
which holds all the history, past interactions.
Exactly. And a knowledge base packed with solutions to common problems.
So, a well-equipped agent, they can often resolve things pretty quickly.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
If they have a context for the CRM and the answers in the knowledge base, yeah, first contact resolution gets a real boost.
Makes sense. That CRM acting as the backbone, giving them that instant access.
It immediately cuts down on you having to repeat everything. Context is key.
But okay, what happens when it's like a really complex thing, a technical problem?
That's where the engineers come in. The architecture needs clear paths for escalating those tricky issues.
So it's not just throwing it over the wall.
No. It should be efficient, getting specialized expertise involved quickly. It's more of a collaboration. The agent's initial understanding is vital context for the engineer.
How does that handoff actually work, usually?
Well, ideally, there are clear criteria, maybe flags in the CRM, that trigger an escalation.
Ah.
And the system tracks that handoff. So there's clear communication, agent to engineer, no black holes where problems just vanish.
That's crucial. And I guess the solutions engineers find.
They feed back into the knowledge base, maybe even product development. It helps prevent future issues, potentially, fewer repeat problems down the line.
Right, closing the loop. And then there's product assist.
Yes, the self-help side.
Your guides, FAQs, chatbots, the always-on library.
It empowers you, the customer, to find answers yourself for common stuff, which is great.
Faster for everyone, often.
Exactly. But it's also a critical tool for the agents themselves. It gives them quick access to accurate, consistent information.
So it helps them help you faster.
Precisely. A good knowledge base deflects simpler queries, freeing up agents for the tougher cases, improves overall efficiency.
Okay, so let's tie this together. What does this all mean for you listening?
Well, fundamentally, this connected approach, it's aiming to make getting support less of a headache.
A smoother experience, hopefully.
Yeah. By connecting all these pieces, initial contact, agent tools, engineer escalation, self-help, the goal is faster resolutions.
More informed support, less frustration overall.
And what's really interesting, I think, is how critical the flow of information is between these stages.
You mean like the agent easily passing details to the engineer?
Exactly. Through the CRM,
Yeah.
or quickly finding the right help article for you in the knowledge base. That efficient data exchange, supported by the tech and clear processes.
That's what makes it actually work.
Yeah, that's the engine.
And looking at the bigger picture, this isn't just about fixing isolated problems, is it?
Not at all. It's really about building a better relationship.
How?
Well, when support works well, when it's efficient and helpful, that builds trust. It builds loyalty.
And that positive support experience just feeds into your overall feeling about the product or service.
Absolutely. Which brings us to a good point for you to think about.
Yeah.
Consider your own past support experiences. Where did things feel, disconnected or clunky?
Where did you have to repeat yourself, maybe?
Right. And how might a system like this connected architecture, have potentially changed that experience?
It's a good reminder that support isn't just about that one call or chat.
No, it's the whole ecosystem working together, or sometimes not working together. That's what we're trying to fix.